is up, everybody? Welcome to Student Visa. This is the podcast for the curious and the adventurous, those who want to experience something more. My name is Rob Salasky, and I would like to give you a huge thank you for listening. Whether you are planning to study abroad yourself, want tips for your next big trip, or are just looking to learn about an exciting new place during your daily commute, I know this podcast has something for you. I am super pumped about this episode of Student Visa. I'm visiting my friend Ron in the Netherlands. He was on exchange at UNC last semester, where we became friends pretty quickly. I actually had him in my house in West North Carolina, showed him the way we do things, and he said, dude, when you're in Spain, you're gonna come to my house, I'm gonna take you to the Netherlands. We're actually gonna celebrate Carnival, which is what we're gonna talk about. And we're just gonna talk about global experiences and how much value they have. With that, sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of Student Visa.
My man Ron, welcome to Student Visa. What an honor to have you on the show. So I already told you a little bit about Ron, but we met playing beach volleyball at UNC when he was on exchange last semester at my home university. But he goes to the Rotterdam School of Management.
Exactly.
All right. So, and you're from Breda, but tell everybody kind of where you're from, what you're studying, that kind of thing.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah, first of all, thank you for having me. Yeah. So I'm originally from Breda, which is a city in the south of the Netherlands. And I've lived there for most of my life. So for about 18 years. After that, I moved to Rotterdam, which is still pretty close to Breda. But yeah, I started living on my own because I went to university there and I did an international program. So that was like the first time that I really met internationals and got, well, a glimpse of this international atmosphere. And I studied business there and I went on an exchange to, well, UNC, your university, a couple of months ago. So that was a great, crazy time as well. And now I'm in my last semester because I'm going to graduate in July.
Cool. And you've also had experience with like different sort of, I don't know, like just school trips and stuff to Asia and to Africa. Like what yeah. countries have you been to and like done some sort of work in?
Yeah. So I did a bunch of different things. I've been on a study trip with my university to China, to Shanghai and Beijing. I also have a very good friend from India. So last Christmas, actually 2 years ago with Christmas, I visited him and his family in Bangalore in India. I've also been on a voluntary trip organized by my university to Senegal in Africa.
Senegal.
Yes. And then I've also been on a study trip to Silicon Valley in San Francisco, the Bay Area. Other than that, my exchange and just like a couple of other trips to Dublin, some European countries. So yeah, I've done a lot of different trips, well, within the scope of my studies. Yes.
Right. So you have a lot of international experience and that's what we're going to talk about today is kind of your perspective as someone who's been able to study in a couple of different parts of the world and like a lot of different kind of experience there. Also, we'll talk about Carnival and what we've been celebrating for the past couple of days.
Nice, nice.
But yeah, let's start with study abroad in the US and elsewhere. That's what we're going to talk about. What are some differences you noticed in the university life back in America versus what you are used to here in the Netherlands?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the main things that pop out to you?
Well, first of all, in terms of the life itself, campus life is a really big thing in the US. So you have such a huge campus, which is basically a city on its own. And in Rotterdam, you have like a smaller campus, which is still part of the city and you're not really isolated. But at UNC, well, I mainly lived on campus and to get off campus to really get to a major city or to get somewhere else, it's a lot harder in the United States because if I wanted to, for example, visit one of the bigger cities, well, you drove me a couple of times to some cities in the area. But in the end, it's way harder to travel outside of your outside of campus life.
Right.
And in Rotterdam, that's a lot easier. Like I can just take a train back home, etc. Then in terms of the people, so at the one hand, it was really different, my exchange life, because you're not too focused on academics and you're really, well, keen on meeting new people, experiencing a lot. I basically, the only rule I had is that I'd never say no to anything. So yeah. I just did everything that I was invited to. And I did a bunch of different things in the US. First of all, sports is such a major thing in the US. It's such a big part of university life. That was amazing. Yeah. Honestly, we don't have that at all in the Netherlands. Yeah. Second of all, the people, they're so welcoming. Honestly, like Americans, the Southern hospitality, that's really a thing. For example, Thanksgiving, I've been invited to like multiple families. I visited you. I visited Becca, which is another friend of mine, and her family. It's just amazing to see how welcoming and how interested Americans are in different cultures.
That's encouraging. That's good to hear as an American. And then from all of the places that you've been, but specifically, I guess you spent the most time in North Carolina. What are some of your favorite aspects about that place? And maybe talk about India as well. Like, what are some, like, maybe hospitality would be your thing for America, like you just said, but for other places in the world, like, what is your favorite aspects here and there, kind of like throughout the world, if that makes sense?
No, that's a good question. One of the things that I really noticed, and that's no matter where you go, whether it's India, China, Africa, or North Carolina, you always meet young people that you can truly connect with. So even though you have these cultural barriers, for example, when I was in India and I was spending time with all of the friends of my Indian friend, you still connect because you still think the same about your future as the world. It's just hard to describe what characteristics you have in common exactly, but it's always great to see that no matter where you are, there are always people who are like-minded and that you can truly connect with and form great friendships with. Then other than that, I think it really differs, per country where you go to. So hospitality, in general, all the non-European countries, well, maybe outside of the Netherlands, every country, in my opinion, has a better hospitality.
Really?
I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm Dutch, and maybe it's because if you're an international and you travel abroad, people are, well, more welcoming, more understanding that you don't understand culture, and maybe they want to like some sort of give you a safer environment. But in general, like if I go abroad, I feel more welcome than if I would just go somewhere else in the Netherlands.
I mean, I feel pretty welcomed here.
But. Yeah, I think it's maybe because I'm like, if you're an international and you travel abroad and you're just like interested in meeting new people, they always understand, you know?
Yeah.
They always want to kind of like guide you around, show you their part of the world.
Right.
And that's just really interesting. And everyone does it in their own way. So in Africa, we had this local tribe who were really welcoming us with like a tradition, and they were dancing, playing drums. In North Carolina, I mean, your parents also welcomed me. We had dinner together. We walked with your dogs. It's just really interesting to see the normal day of life in a specific country where you're at, because that normal way of life, that's what really differs. And then you see the small differences, and that's just really interesting, in my opinion.
Right. I think one of the normal, like, everyday differences that stands out to me from here is like getting on a bike and going to wherever. That's normal here.
Yeah.
And it's just like not the case back at home. Like being able to jump on the bikes with the whole group of people and go down to the bar is just such a fun time.
Like, exactly.
That's something I really appreciate about the Netherlands. Okay. So what advice would you give to an American who's thinking about studying abroad? Do you have any big piece of advice on when they should study? Like, at what point during their 4-year degree should they go abroad? Do you think there's a better place to go for someone? Like, what are the big things to consider when they're thinking about maybe doing a study abroad?
Well, when to go abroad, I think that really differs per university and like what the opportunities are. However, when you go abroad, the main thing, no matter where you're from, is be open-minded. That's the most important thing. So, well, have in mind, maybe research a bit in advance before you go to a country, what their local customs actually are to a certain extent, because cultures are really hard to understand. So you really need to be open-minded, and always, if you don't understand something, why people do it, just ask them, be honest about it. That's definitely the most important thing. And people will understand you because they don't expect you as a foreigner to come to a country and to understand everything straight away, how local customs work, etc. But then still ask about it, show them that you're interested, and don't straight away fall back in your old habits. If you go abroad, if you want to experience another culture, don't hang out with all the American exchange students. Try to get some local friends because that's how you can really broaden your mindset. And that's how you can really, well, act as a cultural sponge and get all of these different pieces, all of these different cultures to be more open-minded in general. Because then you'll actually have the conversations about the differences instead of everything that you have in common. I guess that's the main thing. Really put yourself out of your comfort zone, put yourself out there trying to be open-minded.
I like the phrase cultural sponge.
Yeah.
I like that. So because you've been to so many places on planet Earth, do you think there's one place that people from the States can learn the most?
Well, I think I have an answer to this question. However, on a side note, I don't necessarily think that this should be a place to go to for exchange, but just in general, traveling, voluntary work, whatever, and that would be Africa. Not only people from the States, but everyone from a developed country. Mm. Because once I went to Africa, even though I was just there for a couple of weeks and we were still, well, in quite a nice environment, you do start to realize that we're privileged. Mm. In developed countries, in terms of your opportunities, we're just very privileged and we should appreciate that. We should be aware of that because I think a lot of people, a lot of my friends and even myself sometimes, we forget about that. Mm. And that's a sad thing because we have so many opportunities. And really, if you experience other people who would like give their life for their children to have an opportunity like we all have, just by being born in a developed country, then you start to realize that there's so many useful things you can actually do with that opportunity, with those privileges, to just like make a better world. Because in the end, making a better world, that starts with yourself. Mm. And I think that's really something I became aware of by going to Africa. And I really hope that more people will do that, or at least will try to become aware of how privileged we are in a sense.
Right. And you said you were in Senegal?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Cool. That's awesome, man. All right. So here's a question for you, Ron. Can you tell me about a time in any experience you've had abroad where you were in a place where what you knew, what was comfortable for you, like your culture kind of clashed with the culture of that where you were visiting and kind of how you dealt with that, that clash or that difference in culture?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good question. So I would say one time in which I really experienced different cultures was when I was in India and I was visiting my friend and staying with his family for a couple of weeks. And you've experienced me in, well, my domestic atmosphere. And like, I really talk about everything with my parents because the Netherlands, we're quite progressive. We can talk about sex, about drugs, about alcohol. It really doesn't matter. However, in India, it's obviously a bit different. And even though the family I was visiting is still very progressive for Indian standards, if you absolutely compare it to the Netherlands, then it's still different. So, for example, when we just had a fun night out with my friend in India and we all got a bit intoxicated, there were also some girls involved. And then the morning after, when his parents asked, okay, guys, how was your night? Well, I just started talking about our entire night, what we experienced. And literally my friend kicked me under the table like, Ron, maybe keep this to ourselves. Let's be a bit more general, not too specific about all the details about how much we drank exactly and who we met exactly and what we did. That's like an interesting example of like how I could really like see these cultures clash. And how I dealt with that, as I said, it's really important to just be open about it. So when you see that his parents are maybe a bit, awkward with the situation, just mention it to them. Oh, well, excuse me. I didn't want to, step out of line. This is just something that back home I discuss with my parents. And then people will completely understand you. There are cultural differences. No one is aware of every single culture and its aspects. So as long as you're open about it, then it's perfectly fine. And you can make a mistake, but just apologize and yeah, don't let it happen again then.
Right, right. That's a really great story. Okay. So next question for you, Ron. On the flip side of having these like cultural clashes, is there a moment where you were in a completely different culture, but kind of like you mentioned, you could always find like-minded people. Is there a specific moment you can tell me about where you really felt that connection with someone from an entirely different culture for whatever reason?
Well, I definitely have more examples of this. So it's good that you asked this question as well, because on the flip side of the cultural clashes, what I experience way more is really truly merging with another culture. So for example, when I was in Senegal, we were actually accompanied by this group of Senegalese people who are actually guiding us around, making sure that we, well, got used to the local customs. And we were volunteering in a local community, and that local community actually organized a party for us, really the African way of a party. So they had drums and they were dancing, and they had a really particular, well, African form of dancing, because they have such a good sense like of the rhythm. And that's something that we Europeans, well, don't have at all. So they organized this party for us, and they were dancing in this circle, and we were just like sitting there and like being overwhelmed by all of this. And then suddenly, like after those great dancers, they asked us like, "Hey guys, now you got to join us. Now you got to show your dance moves as well." And obviously, like what we did in that like circle of people, like our dance moves were so awful. However, they found it amazing, because it's not about like being able to truly dance like they do. No, it's just like showing them that you care, that you want to be a part of them, that you appreciate their gesture of actually organizing a party. And after that, I even had some of the women of the local tribe putting scarves on me. And then afterwards, I asked, what does this exactly mean? Like getting scarves from like local women. And it actually means that the women, that they respect you. So it's a token of respect. Like, okay, even though I wasn't the best dancer at all, they still showed me that they cared. They still showed me that they respected me, because I wanted to be involved. I wanted to be part of their local customs. And yeah, I really got goosebumps when I heard that. And those weeks have been so amazing, because Senegalese culture and Dutch culture are totally different. But then we were really one cultural big family in that sense.
That's awesome, man. So I know this, and I'm sure listeners can already tell that you are very passionate about international relations and making the world a better place. What are your goals? Like, what do you want to do with your life? I don't know, Ron, you're literally one of the best dudes I know. I'm kind of, and I want listeners to know that as well.
I do think I can give you, well, some sort of an answer right now, because, well, I'm doing an interview tomorrow for a master in international management. Well, international, the word already says it. I want to do an international degree again. Mm-hmm. I really want to specialize in, well, being an international leader. So for that master program, I would also go abroad again, hopefully to Asia. Hmm. After that master program, first of all, I think I would like to get a job in a multinational company, not just a regular multinational company, but really a company that actually wants to add value to society. So for example, Tesla, even though like lately the stocks and the news about Tesla hasn't been too positive, you can really see that Elon Musk, he wants to make transportation sustainable. And that's just like really a goal that I would support. However, long term, like what I really would like to do with my life is starting my own NGO. That's like my end goal. Having my own NGO, preferably something with scholarships to enable children in developing countries to get a good education, and that they can also help to build up their countries, because I think that is also interrelated and could also add value to a lot of other problems. So I think there would be less poverty in general. Climate change could be tackled easier because people have a good education. So that's something I'm truly passionate about, helping others. And that's something that I want to do with my future. My end goal is not making the most money. No, it's I want to like later on look back at my life and really think, okay, I helped this world. Doesn't have to be a big change in the world, but already a small change could give me the satisfaction to at least have done something useful with my life. That's my goal.
Right. Man, you're such a good guy, Ron. Such a good dude. Let's talk about Carnival.
Ah, nice.
And kind of what all is going down. So Carnival is celebrated across the world. Like when I think of Carnival, I would have thought about Brazil, actually, where they have those big parades and stuff like that. And then I started talking about Carnival back in Spain, you know, a month ago, whenever I planned this trip and was telling people about it. And they said, oh, yeah, we celebrate Carnival in Germany, for example, or we celebrate it here in Spain. But in the south of the Netherlands, you guys are very passionate about Carnival as well.
Definitely.
So, yeah, can you just like tell everybody kind of what it means to you, like as someone from Breda, and like what the typical Carnival celebration is like?
Yeah. So I think originally it's a Christian holiday. However, to be honest, I'm not even too sure about the origin of it. It just became a tradition for everyone, not necessarily whether you're religious or not. And in the South, my entire friend group, we've kind of been formed around Carnival. So we were just every year celebrating Carnival together. And now that like all of us after high school went different ways, this is really, for me personally, the time of the year where I see all of my friends from my hometown again, and just everyone, like all those acquaintances or like family members, everyone goes to the city center to celebrate Carnival together. And it's just so great because it's not just generally going out. It's dressing up really weird with a costume. I mean, I've been as a crocodile. You've been as, well, I don't even know how to describe it.
Yeah.
an overall, like a weird shirt. It's just a really great time because everyone is just like family, one big family, this communal feeling. You just talk to everyone. The music is weird. It's not about how you dance. It's just about having fun, drinking beer together, having a good time, and just clearing your mind. Everyone is together as one family, and that's what I love about it.
Hmm. So for listeners back in the States, the way I would describe Carnival for you is the closest thing we have is definitely Halloween, but it's Halloween except no one's like trying to look sexy or cute or anything. Everyone just looks as weird and obnoxious as possible. Like tons of bright colors, tons of just like obnoxious outfits. And then it's not just one night. It's like a week, right? Basically.
Yeah.
And like we've been celebrating for the past few days. So kind of like a long weekend type of deal. But then they also have, you have parades. We just went out into town and had to take a different route because there was a parade going on somewhere. So yeah, it's honestly a really goofy holiday from my point of view. It's like really like tacky and weird, but it is so fun. Lots of good vibes out on the town last night and the night before and stuff like that. So it's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It's also a really local thing. So I'm happy that you came over for Carnival because this is not something you can experience as a tourist, because like, I kind of take you up in my local life with my friends, and yeah, hopefully you like it, but this is like the type of unique experience I meant with like being open-minded, going with the local things. Don't just go and do the general touristic stuff, hang out with your own nationality, really try to explore this local culture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what you're doing right now by visiting me, you know?
It's awesome. I'm having such a blast.
Good to hear.
So you said like they don't even celebrate this in Amsterdam. It's like only in the south. You said there's a river that runs
the Maas. There are even songs about it that everyone, like, we should kick them back over the Maas if people from the northern part try to celebrate Carnival in the south. Just in general, like, it's really something from the south, like below the river, they say.
Yeah. Gotcha. That's so strange, like how it's very regional in that sense, but it's really cool. Really cool. All right, Ron, you have some preparation to do for the big interview on Monday.
Hopefully doing
this really cool master's program. Really, really pumped for you on that. And I know you're going to kill it. And we also have a little bit more celebrating to do tonight.
Exactly.
Last night, or at least my last night of Carnival. But I have three questions for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite place you've ever visited and why?
Favorite place, I would say Iceland.
Iceland.
Yeah. And the reason for that is because the nature is absolutely stunning. You can go wild camping. You can swim in like hot rivers. It's so amazing, and you can completely clear your mind. You don't have to think about everything. You're just in nature, hiking, doing outdoor activities. Mentally, you're just resting, and you're just enjoying the beauty of everything. And if you're from a busy town, or if you usually live in a big city like I do, that's so amazing to to look forward to. Yeah.
Iceland. I actually really want to visit, but I don't know a ton about it. I've just seen amazing pictures.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Beautiful country.
All right. This might be an easy answer, but what's one thing from your hometown that everyone has or does that you think other people should do, but they don't?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, carnival.
Yeah,
of
course. Yeah, I think that's a given in this in this scenario.
Yeah, but maybe to give a more concrete answer. So the specific trait during carnival, which I like so much, is that it's really an open atmosphere. People are a bit more open-minded. They're not too serious. Mm-hmm. Just be who you are. Go out there and enjoy it, and everyone will accept you during carnival. Mm-hmm. And that's the main thing that I would like to see all the time, and also everywhere in the world. Just accept each other and try to act like one big family.
And that is kind of leading to my final question. It's the same idea, but on a deeper level. What does your hometown, or maybe all of the Netherlands, value that you feel like people that aren't from the Netherlands don't value?
In this sense, I would say maybe freedom in a broad term. So also, I think it's a very liberal country, like one of the first countries to, for example, legalize gay marriage. It's also legal. Prostitution is legal. We have a red light district, and also legal to smoke a joint on the street. And even though those are all things that I personally do not use, I do think that it's good that we've legalized it, that we talk about it. In politics, we talk about it. We don't try to cover it up. It's one big open discussion. And I think in the end, the most important thing is that you should also always be able to talk about stuff, that it's not a taboo, because then you can really try to make it better, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think that's super interesting, because you're right. The Netherlands is super progressive and liberal compared to what I know back home in the US. And it does seem kind of crazy to have the red light district, but I don't know. I think it's good to have that discussion, like you said, and to be able to, I don't know, experiment and try new things as like a society and see what works best. Because actually in Antwerp yesterday, I was talking to your sister about like how it's crazy to have like the prostitution legalized and stuff like that. But then in the US we have a huge problem with this underground like sex slavery, which is terrible. And it's like devastating the lives of so many women. Whereas here that's, I'm assuming, not as much of an issue, hopefully not an issue at all, because it's legalized, it's like structured and regulated and stuff like that. So I think that's interesting to, just to have that type of discussion.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also maybe sometimes stereotypes kind of jump in. So you think, okay, the Netherlands, everyone thinks about Amsterdam, that we're all smoking weed, we're all going to prostitutes. But in fact, like, the only ones in Amsterdam who smoke up, who go to the red light districts, are mainly the tourists which it's new to do that. Yeah. Like for us, it's not special. We're not necessarily drawn to that. It's just, if you are drawn to that side of things, then you're completely free to do it. But at least we make sure that it's in a controlled environment, and that we try to regulate it, as you said, to make sure that it's as safe as possible for all the different parties involved.
Right. Very, very interesting and very, very different from the US. Well, that's it. That's it, man. It was awesome to have you on. Dude, thanks for having me here in your home in Breda. This has been awesome to hang out with you and your family.
And I'm honored to help you out with your podcast, man.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Thanks for being on the show. I was so pumped to, like, once I booked this flight, and I think I was brainstorming about the podcast at that point, I was like, maybe I could get an episode in with Ron, because you have as much qualification for a podcast about, you know, studying abroad and international experiences as anybody else I know. So it's been an honor to have you on here.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
All right, man. Well, you go study and then we'll go have one more night of carnival.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
All right. Yeah. Peace out.
All right, y'all. That wraps up this episode of Student Visa. I hope you enjoyed meeting Ron. Seriously, one of the greatest dudes on planet Earth. And big shout out to Ron. He got accepted to the program that he was interviewing for shortly after this episode was recorded. And so he's going to be in Seoul, South Korea for the International Management Master's Program starting in August. I'm so, so pumped for him. Alrighty, so quick announcement. Student Visa is actually going on a break for a little while. For the next 2 weeks, I'll be on Semana Santa, which is our spring break. And then after that will be my final 2 weeks in Spain, actually. So it's going to be a busy month for me, and I'm not sure when I'll be able to put out the next episode, but definitely stay tuned on social media and I'll keep you up to date. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and I'll catch you next time on Student Visa.